If we go out of time, there's always next month or the class. Okay, I'm going to have to go through this a little faster. This is something that I'm going to get for myself. I used to carry a baton. No, it's not a cane. The bottom one is a cane. This one is just a police baton that you can buy. And you press a button, and it extends to full length with 30 pounds of force. So if somebody is attacking you, women especially, just pull out your purse, point at their belly, press the button, they're in for a surprise.
You have a presenter that won't finish his presentation.
Yeah. But you have to get within a few feet of me. And then this bottom one also has a taser ability on it, too. This one isn't a gadget, and you can try this at your own risk, but just take dry erase markers, and you can mark on your refrigerator. But do it in a little side corner to make certain you can erase it first. That's a good way of leaving messages if it works. This one is to measure how fast you pitch. They've always had these guns and everything that do it professionally, but now you can afford to do it for your little league. See how fast you pitch. And this one is a security camera. You can paste it anywhere, set it anywhere, and it will either take movies or pictures with an infrared trigger. So if you want to see who drove into your driveway and then left, when they drive in your driveway, it'll take pictures. So it's a real good, cheap way of doing some surveillance. This one, for those of you that stay in hotels, not only will sound an alarm if someone tries to open the door, it blocks the door. So it's a good little trick to have.
Will it go through security?
I would assume so. Why don't you guys try it and let me know? Now, I like this one, especially two-car garage. You put this on the ceiling, and you put the laser to where you want your endpoint to be, and as you drive the car in, you see the laser on your hood, the laser spot. And so you target it to where it meets a bullseye right on your dashboard, and you're perfectly parked.
It's cheap, too. $19 is
that? Really? I didn't look at the price on that.
Battery?
Yeah, $20.
It plugs into the AC that your garage opener would plug into. Okay, Google, this is a sample of what Google is doing next. Google is moving into the hardware area, and this is going to be a superimposing video on real life, using, of course, Google products to make all the information. And I thought I'd just include that because Google's doing it. And that shows.
It's like the Terminator had when he looked at somebody.
Yeah, well, it can be. Of course, that happens with Lowell without the glasses, right? Oh, you see his numbers when you look at me, right? May I ask which numbers? More and more zeros each year. Okay, this is a Bluetooth keyboard that folds up over itself and works with iPads and all this other stuff. And I always show those because each year they're evolving. And this one looks like it's a pretty good one. This is a Klipsch headphone. Anything Klipsch makes, I love. I've never had a bad product from them. You pay for them, too. This headset costs $500. But it will give you an experience almost as good as pounding the apartment wall with because your neighbor's got it too loud type thing. As we all get older, it's better to contain this. So, I would love to have one of those. This is a tripod you can put on a camera, and it folds underneath the camera so it stays on the camera. It's designed for little cameras. And anytime you want to take a nice shot, it'd be nice just to set the camera here and pull the trigger. That way you can take some of the pictures I take. And then this one, they actually play tree rings on here. It's a record player where they take a tree, slice it down, put it on here, and it makes music out of it. Okay? And this is a movie. If we weren't running short on time, I would do it. But you can go back to gadgets and listen to the Tree Ring Symphony. Interesting concept. And when you think you've seen it all, how about a book that's in the form of a sculpture? I would have never, ever thought of that. Ever. But it hasn't been. And this guy, obviously, Abraham obviously has a split personality. And then, who would have ever thought that you could make a living making art for outlets? As progressive as I am, I never thought of that.
That's just going to give the kids something to put the fingers in.
Well, true.
I'll poke his eyes out.
Or apron clips. Right, Jamie?
Yep.
Jamie used to put paper clips and things in outlets. That's one of the reasons why he doesn't pay attention much anymore. Now, something interesting.
Did you say that you wanted those ear sets, so he's going to buy you a
set? Yeah, in maybe 20 years.
When he's got enough money.
Yeah, when he has enough money, spare money. Anyway, this is a nice idea. A pie pan that separates. So you could have two different contents in one pie. It's a simple idea. It's a gadget. I would like that. Now this one, the only reason I include that is this is a magnetic sign. And think of the fun you can have with this on the side of cars, refrigerators. You can't slide to unlock it. But it'd be fun watching how many people try.
I like the bullet hole better.
So. Yes, the bullet holes that you would put on. Now we know your true personality, don't we? Okay, this is just a slide copier, and I feature these as much as I can. I have one very similar to this, and that's the one I'll bring to the Wednesday night meetings. So you guys bring a little SD card and your slides, and while you're listening to my boring speech, you can actually get something accomplished.
Besides the nap?
Say again?
Besides the nap?
You can nap too, as long as you don't snore. I view snoring as contagious.
An automatic feeder, you have to put them in one.
It's a slide thing, so you have to load three of them into the slide. That's why Andrew gave them cheap. The automatic feeder ones are too expensive. This is a picture frame, but you slide an iPad into it. I thought that was a really neat usage of iPads. Simple. And this one is an interesting idea. These are all locked compartments. And when you subscribe, you have to subscribe, and you'll be in the database here. And if you put something in for trade, you'll automatically get 3 points when you subscribe. And anytime you want to take something out, you have to pay a point. So you can go to any one of these areas and put in your account number and put in your point and take out whatever's in that compartment. Of course, when you're down to 0 points, if you want to be able to get more, you have to put something in. Anytime you put something in, you get 1 point. So it's a very effective way of trading and bartering. And if you're going to throw it away anyway, why not trade it for something that you like? And the person doesn't have to be there. So it's an effective little system. And of course, any scale that projects the weight on the wall, I can't look down and see the scale half the time anymore. I've been ordered many years ago to raise the head of my bed 6 inches because I have acid reflux. And this is a pillow wedge that does the same thing. As we get older, this is just simply not a bad idea. Because we all get looser stomach valves, and whether we know it or not. And this will help keep the acid reflux down. And this is for all the retired people. Do we have any here? Not only does it tell the time, it reminds you what day it is. What day is this? I don't know. Let's look at the clock. That's assuming that you can see without your glasses. Okay, this is a little three-dimensional scanner. It uses the optics of a digital camera. And the main thing is it's cheap. This is like $50, $60. And the police are coming up with devices now that will see through your clothes from 80 feet away.
Really?
And they're not intrusive as far as, they're not x-ray. They're using different techniques. So I can point at you and see what weapons you have on you.
80 feet, did you say?
80 feet.
Yeah, that scanners that see through walls, millimeter wave.
Mm-hmm. They're a form of microwave, right?
Yeah.
Not X-ray.
Right, millimeter wave scanners, like they use in the airports.
And then this one, these are hotel tells. The only reason I include them here is they have RFID tags in them. So when you decide to walk out of the place with them, you'll get charged for them. And then this one is just a sample of how manufacturing is automated. This is just fascinating to watch. They make a prototype helmet out of this metal block here, and it's all done with this automated drill. And it's just fascinating to watch. Just to show you how we're evolving. And in all aspects, they do cultures in petri dishes now. And somebody has to look at them and record what's happening. Well, they use the guts of a standard video camera now to monitor it. It's amazing how our little cameras are evolving into technical products. And that way a human doesn't have to look at it. And then this one is a luggage finder. When you're within 80 feet or so of it, your little device will sound so you know you're within 80 feet of your luggage. And then I thought this was really cool. In place of a tripod, why not just have a screw cap that you can keep in your pocket and screw onto the bottle she has right there? You find those everywhere. Put some water in, you got a tripod. Neat little gadget. And then this one, we're almost out of time, but we're at the very end. You have to really see. Just to show you how readers are evolving, this is the same thing as a Kindle. This is an e-ink reader, but you have to watch it. Assuming we have the bandwidth here. As you rotate it, you rotate down the page. It's printing on the back side as you're rotating.
Wow.
Isn't that an interesting idea? It's big enough to where you can read it too. E-ink, electronic ink. And electronics.
When it rotates by itself, that's the one out there.
No, you still have to. Boy, you're lazy. Whoa. Now, you can also use them as MP3 players, and there's what's playing.
According to the scale there, it looks like it's a couple miles wide. Is that right?
Well, there's the plug. So your scale's been brought down to reality. Okay. And then you have to click on this to see the picture. But this guy, you know those bicycle lane symbols that they have? He just laid down, pretended he was riding a bike. It's an animated picture. So I'm not going to do it. So you guys have to go back to gadgets and look at it. It's really quite good. And that, of course, is the end. And I'm only more than 2 minutes. And I guess that's the end of everything.
Done. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next month. Thank you.